It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your Honor, the state will call Tiffany Fox. Could you state your name for the record?
Tiffany Fox.
And Ms. Fox, how are you currently employed?
I work for a medical company for
Okay. How were you employed back in July and August of 2017?
I worked for the Ozark County Sheriff's Department as a deputy.
How long were you a deputy with the Ozark County Sheriff's Office?
From April 2014 to May of 2018.
Do you recall August 4th of 2017? And why do you recall that date?
I went with other members of the Sheriff's Department to serve search warrant.
Okay. You recall where that search warrant was served at?
Yes.
Where was that?
At Rebecca Root's residence.
Can you tell us, do you recall what time you went out to serve that search warrant?
I believe it was right at 7 a.m.
When you arrived at the property, could you tell us about the condition of the property?
You had to go through a long driveway because there was like a field before you got to there was a gate. And we arrived at the gate that was locked.
All right. Was an attempt made to contact the defendant to unlock that gate?
Yes.
And did she come down and speak with members of law enforcement?
Eventually, yes, she did come.
How long did it take her to get down to the gate?
It was quite some time. I remember we arrived there at 7, and we didn't actually get onto the property until about a little after 8.
All right. Did anyone else come down with her to the...
Yes.
All right. Who came with?
Robert Keith Jr.
Was that gate eventually opened?
Yes.
And did you and the other members of law enforcement enter the defendant's property?
Yes.
What was your role during the execution of the search warrant?
I was there as support. I wasn't there on the original call. So I was just basically support. I assisted in helping collect evidence, take pictures, just different various things that they needed me to do.
Okay. Did Ms. Root inform you of anything that morning?
Yes, she did.
All right, what did she inform you of?
That she had urinated herself.
At what time did that occur?
At 9:14.
Okay. Did the defendant herself ever complain to you about needing to use the restroom?
No, she did not.
All right. And when the defendant notified you that she had urinated herself, how did she react?
Just pretty calm for somebody I didn't really have a lot of emotion.
Okay. Did she complain to you that she was being detained?
She did mention that, and again, we told her no.
State will call Robert P. Jr. Could you state your name for the record, sir?
Robert P. Jr.
And are you the son of Robert P. Sr.?
Yes.
All right. And do you know the lady that's sitting at the end of council table all the way to your right?
Yes.
And who is that?
Rebecca.
And who is Rebecca to you?
My wife.
Okay. How long have you known the defendant?
Several years.
Now, let me ask you something, Mr. Pete. Are you also currently charged in this matter?
Yes.
All right. And you have an attorney representing you here today, correct?
Yes.
All right. Are you choosing to speak with us here today?
Yes.
All right. So you said you've known the defendant a long time. How long is a long time?
Maybe 10 years.
How did you first become acquainted with her?
At the bar.
Were y'all romantically involved at some point?
Yes.
When did you first start dating the defendant?
I can't recall that day.
Okay. Was that on again, off again, consistent?
On again, off again.
Okay. Are you familiar with Savannah Leckie?
Yes.
All right. Who is Savannah Leckie?
Rebecca's daughter.
How long did you know Savannah?
I've met her a couple of times in Minnesota, and then when Rebecca and I started dating again, she flipped with Rebecca. So.
Okay, and you said you're married to the defendant. When were you married?
Yeah, because Savannah had come out missing.
Okay. Come.
Okay. Now, look, I can hardly hear you. You don't want to testify, just step in. If you're going to testify, I want you to speak up so we can hear you, okay?
Thank you. When did you get married to the defendant?
Actually, I came out missing.
Was that some? Do you recall that exact date?
No.
Were you living with the defendant at the time that Savannah came up missing?
Yes.
All the time or just part of the time?
Just part of the time.
Were you planning on moving there permanently at some point with the defendant?
Yes.
Now, do you recall the date that Savannah was reported missing?
No.
You don't recall the exact date?
No.
Okay. And do you recall that day that Savannah was reported missing?
I'm not sure if you can recall the day when he just said he didn't know what day it was.
You can answer that question. Can you tell us about that day that Savannah came up missing? Walk us through it, please.
Yeah, Savannah wasn't in her trailer, so we called the warrant on the pickup, see if she'd come back up to the house. Couldn't find her, went looking for her. And they called the sheriff's department.
What time did you get up that morning? Do you recall?
No.
Was it earlier than normal or later?
I honestly couldn't tell you. The sun was out.
The sun was out?
Yes.
Okay. And the sheriff's office was called that day?
Yes.
And did they respond to your farm, to defendant's farm?
Yes.
And was a search conducted on that day?
Yes.
Did you assist with that search?
Yes.
Do you recall a fire occurring at the property a few days before?
Yes.
All right. Can you tell us about that?
I was at my mom and dad's house and got a phone call through Rebecca. She said she had help that fire in her hand. I told her to call the sheriff's department and I would head that way.
Okay. Were you a volunteer firefighter at that time?
Yes.
Did you leave for the defendant's residence at that time?
Yes, my dad was with me.
And can you describe when you got there? Can you describe the fire that you saw?
There was an extensive amount of land burned, but the fire department had got most of it under control.
Did you assist in putting the rest of it out?
Yes.
What was your dad doing during this time?
He was with Rebecca and she was getting down on her.
And was he treating her wounds?
I believe so.
Did you see Savannah that day?
Yes.
Was she injured?
Not aware of.
Okay. Could you tell us about your interactions with Savannah on that day?
They were barely normal. Savannah did her own thing for the most part, and later in the day, she'd come up and help me clean out some of the brush and stuff that hadn't completely burned.
Did she appear to be healthy at that time?
Yes.
Okay. Did you and the defendant have an occasion to visit a doctor for...
Your Honor, I object to leading the witness.
Okay. Did you and the defendant leave the farm at any point that day?
Yes.
What was that for?
I am drinking. Were you able to get her arm looked at?
Did you bring her to a doctor?
Yes.
And was the defendant given any sort of treatment?
Yes, some pain pills and a burn on.
Do you recall what kind of pain pills those were?
Hydrocodone, I believe.
Okay. And Judge, we had already entered the stipulation as to the hydrocodone pills. That states Exhibit 12. Where did you get those pain pills filled?
At the pharmacy there in Gales.
And where did you go after the pain? After you filled those pain pills?
I believe we went to the grocery store there at Gadochi and then back to the farm.
And did you stay the night at the farm?
Yes.
The next day, can you tell us about the next day at the farm? This would have been the day before Savannah was missing.
And I got up. I took care of the livestock. I went back up on the hill. Cleaned up the rest of the logs that were damaged and get me sold. I piled them up in a pile to be burned. Savannah helped with that a little bit and she did her own chores.
Did Savannah appear to be healthy on that day?
If that's to my knowledge.
Did she appear to be injured to you?
No.
Now, that evening, what were you and Savannah doing that evening, if anything?
My first work directly, I need the pile that I built with the damaged logs and brushed on fire. People burning that, and Savannah was out up there with me. She usually just like to chase lightning bugs and even take the bait, and it was nice.
Were there a lot of lightning bugs out that evening?
I honestly didn't remember.
Did she appear to be happy and healthy that evening?
To me, she did.
Okay. Do you recall seeing the defendant interact with Savannah any that evening?
So.
Okay, could you tell us about those interactions?
I know that they weren't getting along the best because Savannah hadn't done her homework.
All right, was there an argument about that?
I was.
Did you see Savannah go to bed that night?
She said she was. Okay. I didn't see her going any further.
Okay. Did she leave the campfire?
Yes.
Did she say goodnight to you?
Yes.
Did she appear to be normal at that time?
Yes.
Did you ever go into Savannah's camper trailer that evening?
No.
Is there a reason why you went to go into Savannah's camper trailer that evening?
I view that trailer as her bedroom, and I don't pay any business being in a rural bedroom.
Is that a value you were raised with as a kid?
Yes.
After Savannah told you she was going to bed, did you and the defendant stay up at the campfire?
Your Honor. Again, this is a leading question. He's asked. He's giving the answer as to what he's doing.
He can answer yes or no. I'm not giving him any answer.
I'll overrule it on this question, but as we get closer to his answer, I don't know what his answer would be. Let him tell what happened at the campfire or at the fire.
You can answer the question.
I repaired the campfire.
How long did you stay up there?
I don't know.
Did you go to bed?
Yes, at some point. It was late in the evening, late at night.
Did the defendant go to bed with you?
Yes.
Do you guys have separate what are your living quarters like?
We stay in the bedroom in the shop building.
How do you sleep, Mr. Pete?
Great dreamer.
Is it hard to wake you up?
It is.
Do you recall speaking to Curtis Dobbs, regarding Savannah's disappearance?
On several occasions.
Okay. Going back to the day she disappeared, did you discover anything else missing other than Savannah?
She had some bedding missing.
Some what?
Bedding. And I think her anything was missing.
Do you remember telling Deputy Dobbs about pills?
Yes.
Okay, what did you tell Deputy Dobbs about pills?
That I could not find Rebecca's prescription for pain pills.
And were these the pain pills that were previously prescribed to her a couple days prior?
Yes.
Were all of the pills missing or just some of the pills?
Most of them are all I remember correctly.
At some point before you were arrested in this matter, did the defendant ask you to store some things for you, for her?
Yes.
Okay. And what were those?
Some clothes and a box of different things.
Could you describe that box for us?
And it had pens, paper, notebooks, and a voice recorder.
All right. What did you do with that box when she gave it to you?
Storage.
Did you eventually take that box out of storage?
Yes.
When did you do that? Do you recall?
Sometime after I was released from jail.
And did you look at the items in that box?
Yes.
And did you listen to the digital recorder?
Part of it.
All right. And once you found that recorder, what did you do with it and listen to that recorder?
I contacted my attorney and
I'm going to show you what it marked as State's Exhibit 19. You recognize this photograph?
Yes.
What is that?
Sipar's long green arm.
Did you take that photograph or did someone else take it?
I believe I did.
Okay. Is that a fair and accurate representation of the burns on the defendant's arm?
I believe so.
All right. At this time, I would move to admit State's Exhibit 19.
No objections.
Be admitted.
All right. We'll pass the witness at this time, Your Honor.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pete. How are you this afternoon?
I'm here.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. I'm going to clarify some things, or I'd like to try to clarify some things I'm confused about your testimony today. First of all, are you still married to Reba?
Yes.
And when I say Reba, you do know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. And that would be Rebecca?
Yes.
Okay. How often would you say you were around Savannah?
Not an extreme amount.
Well, let's try to break that down and clarify. So, did you live on the farm?
I stayed on the farm a lot, several days a week.
Okay. And did you see Savannah every one of those days that you were there?
Yes.
Okay. And before you began living on the farm, had you seen Savannah?
On occasion.
All right. Go ahead.
I said there have been trips to Minnesota where I met some males.
Okay.
And I had seen Savannah at Hoop Taller in town.
And what is that?
Festival in Gainesville.
Okay. Who else was around when you were around Savannah?
Usually it's Reba.
Okay. So you had an opportunity to observe Reba and Savannah together?
Yes.
And did you ever notice any changes in behavior at any time of Savannah during the time you met her?
No.
So she didn't go from happy to sad to anything like that?
Not around me.
All right. But you weren't around all the time, correct?
Correct.
I want to have you, since you did live or stay on the property sometimes, I want you to describe the property for me a little bit, if you could, and the buildings and things that were there. So about how big was the property, if you know?
I don't know what the exact acres were. It was very sizable.
Okay. And were there any buildings on the property?
Yes, there's a large shop building, the camper trailer, and a greenhouse.
And this large building, what type of building is this?
It was a metal structure shop building that an apartment was being built on one end of it.
Okay, so it was more like a shop than a house?
At that one time.
Okay. And did it have air conditioning in that metal building?
No.
And you said that there was a camper. How big was that camper?
32 foot, I believe.
Okay. So a fairly good sized camper.
Yes.
Now, I want to take you back to that on the night of the brush fire. Did you stay at Reva's property the night of the brush fire?
Yes.
What did you do the next day? And if you could kind of just walk me through your day that next day after the brush fire.
I took care of the livestock, took care of the goats, and cleaned up the mess on top of the hill left over from the fire.
From the brush fire?
Yes.
And you observed Savannah that day?
Yes.
How many times that day?
I can tell you how many, several, I'm sure.
All right. And then I believe your testimony was that you even saw her that evening.
Yes.
And in fact, she was up by a fire that you had built up.
Yes.
Okay. Then at some point in time, did you observe Savannah and Reba, maybe even yourself, did you go back down toward the buildings from the fire?
Savannah, right? She ran on the bed.
Okay. Did you eat dinner that night?
I don't remember.
All right. So your testimony is that you stayed on top of the hill when Savannah and Reba went back down the stairs.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, not down the stairs, back down to the camper and the building.
Yes.
Okay. And when did you come back down the hill?
I don't know what time it was.
At the time that you came down the hill, did you see Savannah or Reba?
I seen Reba.
And where did you see Reba?
At her shop.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Good shop.
Okay. What did you do? Got down back, come back down the shop, into the shop?
From what I can remember, I was bad.
I believe you testified that, you found a box that had a digital recorder in it, correct? Is that a yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe you testified that you turned that over to the sheriff's department.
Yes.
And when you did that, did they take a recording of you talking to them about it?
Yes.
And about your time at the farm?
Yes.
Do you know if that was video recorded?
I believe it was.
I want to talk about the fire that you had going up there, brush fire that you had going. When you left and went to bed, was the fire out?
Not really.
How big was this fire when you started it?
Size.
Okay. Can you give us the size, the range of the size?
It was probably 4 feet across.
Okay. How tall?
6-7 foot.
Okay. And when you went to bed or left the area, how much of that was still burning?
It burned now quite a bit. Made mostly coals.
Did you see Savannah any more that evening in the building, in the shop?
No.
Okay. Have you been interviewed by the police regarding this case from the fire, the brush fire, on down to today?
Yes.
How many times would you say you've been interviewed?
Several.
And when you located the recorder, what did you do with that recorder?
I listened to part of it.
Okay. And then what did you do next?
I called my attorney so I could get it turned into the sheriff's department.
Okay. And you did turn it in?
Yes.
When you turned it in, were you interviewed by the sheriff's department at that point in time?
Yes.
And that was on video?
I believe so.
Okay. Have you seen that video or had an opportunity to review it yourself?
No.
So you indicated that Reba had given you a box that had this recorder in it. Is that correct?
Yes.
And can you describe this box?
Just a small purple box with notebooks and things in it.
Did it have a lid?
No.
Okay. So it was just an open box. What did you do with it?
I put it in the closet in the spare room of my mom and dad's house.
How long did it sit there?
Probably close to a year.
Was the deputy that interviewed you when you gave them the recording, was that Deputy Winston Collins?
Yes.
And was your attorney there with you that day?
Yes.
Okay. I don't believe I have anything further for this witness, Your Honor.
Mr. Pete, you mentioned you're still married to the defendant. Do you want to divorce the defendant?
Your Honor, it's not relevant.
I think it goes towards... I withdraw the question, Judge.
Okay.
All right, thank you. The box with the recorder in it, you previously testified that you let it sit for a year. Where were you during that year?
Joe.
Is that why you didn't look at it?
Yes.
Finally, Mr. Pete, did the defendant ever tell you if she did anything with Savannah?
No.
Did she ever tell you that she burned Savannah's body?
No.
No further question.
I have one for, maybe a couple. The state asked you if you were in jail during the time that you hadn't listened to that recording. Did you listen to it immediately after you got out of jail?
No.
Was there some time in between that time?
Some.
Do you know how long?
No.
So it wasn't just because you were in jail that you hadn't listened to it, correct?
Correct.
What caused you or compelled you to listen to it when you did?
I was going through and gathering stuff for the Theodosia Fire Department.
Did you think that the box had something to do with the Theodosia Fire Department?
Yes.
Is that why you were looking at it?
Yes.
And are you a volunteer with that fire department, or were you a volunteer with that fire department?
I helped them out, but Reba was on the floor.
No further questions. Your Honor, the state will call Tamil Montag. Could you say her name for the record?
Tamil Christine Montag.
Miss Montag, is that the name you currently go by?
That's correct.
All right. Have you gone by any other names?
Yes, I
have. What have you gone by before?
Tamil Christine Steve. To Christine Lucky Montag.
And what state do you currently live in?
Minnesota.
Are you familiar with Rebecca Ruth?
Yes, I am.
Who is she to you?
Originally, she was my neighbor's daughter.
Okay. How long have you known Miss Ruth?
As of now, 21 years.
And who is Savannah Lucky to you?
She's my daughter.
Okay. When was she born?
June 30.
Is she your biological daughter or your adoptive daughter?
She's my adopted daughter.
Now, let me go back a little bit. You said you've known the defendant for 21 years. When did you first meet the defendant?
When Savannah was 2 days before Savannah was born.
And can you tell us kind of the circumstances behind you meeting the defendant?
Rebecca's mom, the aunt, was my next door neighbor to the north of me, perhaps. And why, now I said the only resort. And I had met her mother several times beforehand. We had just the resort about just a few months ago. It was our first season of Olympics, so I was busy. And I remember seeing her between one or two properties.
And you said you were married at the time. Was that to David Lucky?
That's correct.
You met the defendant 2 days before Savannah was born?
Of course, Mary.
So was the defendant pregnant at the time?
Yes, she was.
All right. Were you and David Lucky looking to have children?
Yes, we were.
Were you unable to have children?
Yes.
Were you looking to adopt a child?
Yes, we had just started the process of looking into adoption.
Okay. And can you tell us about what happened after shortly after Savannah was born?
Rebecca's grandfather on her maternal side passed away, and Savannah was born.
Do you recall what if the defendant did anything after Savannah's birth?
Could you clarify?
I'll try to clarify as best as I can. Did you eventually end up with, did Savannah eventually become your adoptive daughter?
Yes.
All right. Can you explain how that came to be?
Like I said, Rebecca's maternal grandfather passed away the day before Savannah was born. There was a funeral afterwards. And for condolences reasons, I brought over a gift for both Leanne and Rebecca for congratulations and sympathy. And I got to officially meet Rebecca for the first time. I seen her in a way. And Savannah was 2 days old. I held it for the first time. So then we had had a home series party at my home, and we and my boyfriend and I had over for this interior preparation party thing we had, she might say. And then I want to say that at least three occasions, Leanne and Rebecca asked me to babysit. So,
okay. And did you start taking care of Savannah on a regular basis?
Yes.
Did Savannah end up in the foster care system in Minnesota?
Yes, she did.
Could you explain the circumstances behind that?
My ex-husband, David, had went to Rebecca after she had gone down to Missouri to retrieve her things. And so she had left Savannah here with her biological mother.
Okay, and by here, you mean Minnesota?
Minnesota, because Minnesota right in the weekend. And so I helped Leanna many times with Savannah during that time. We were in contact with Rebecca. It took more of me than anything. At one point, David had decided to just ask if Rebecca would ever consider adoption.
Did you eventually take legal custody of Savannah?
Yes, we hired an attorney who got the paperwork filled out. Rebecca and her biological father in Missouri signed it, sent it back. And meanwhile, Rebecca came back to Missouri, from Missouri to Minnesota. And upon her arrival, she explain to her mother what was going on. Her mother didn't him. She hadn't mentioned anything about her decision to adopt and to my husband and I.
Okay. And what happened when she explained that?
I had taken Savannah with me to wedding service, and on my arrival, there was, I noticed two people coming up to my truck very quickly, and one being me and the other bigger sister, and they took Savannah from my arms and explained that Rebecca was in jail.
Did Savannah go into the foster care at that point?
She was for a short time. She was under her mother's care, which grandmother, so I guess that's grandmother and the aunt's care. When we had gone to the first court hearing, the judge then ordered that Leanne, accompanied by these officers, to the home of where Savannah was currently being held, you know, while she was at court, and then Savannah went to foster care while we were going through a home study as an adoptive family.
Okay. Are you aware if the defendant had any other children?
Yes.
All right. Do you know who those children were?
Yes.
All right.
She has two older sons by the name of Matthew and Jim.
And do you know where those children were at?
I do now. I don't.
Really. Did you at the time? Do you have personal knowledge of where they were at?
I don't think at that time I knew where. I just knew they were with her ex-husband.
Okay. You said you became a foster care family and eventually did the paperwork to adopt Savannah?
No, we never became foster family. She went into foster care, mm-hmm. and we were under home study.
Okay.
So when the home study was done, the judge signed off, as well as child services or whatever agency that oversees that.
Were you and your husband, David, awarded legal custody, legal and physical custody of Savannah?
Yes, and we fully adopted her.
Okay. Was the name Savannah a name chosen by the defendant or yourself?
The defendant chose the name Savannah Lee, and she had a different last name. My husband and I changed the name, the middle name, to match your grandmother's name.
Was the defendant in Savannah's life after you adopted Savannah?
Yes.
All right. And could you explain your relationship with the defendant between the time you adopted Savannah and onward?
There was a short period of time after Savannah came into our care that we were establishing a trust level because we were having quite a bit of trouble with her mother. And wanted to make sure that myself and my daughter were safe. We had since sold the resort, and as I wanted, I just a full-time mom at that. So we did have a short time where we had contact through my parents only, and then we had fully open. We moved to Wisconsin and felt safe. We had a fully open adoption.
Okay. Was the defendant, when you moved to Wisconsin, was the defendant in Savannah's life?
Yes.
In her life? Okay. Did she come and visit Savannah and your family?
Yes.
Okay. How was her relationship with you at that time?
I had a wonderful relationship with our aunt, all the way
around. Yeah. And how was your relationship with the defendant at that time?
Always good.
Did she call you by any sort of nickname?
Yes.
What'd she call you?
Mom.
Is this a fairly close relationship?
Yes.
Would you guys spend holidays together?
Yes.
How many holidays did you think you spent together?
The major ones, usually Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
And would
she come out for?
Would Rebecca come up to Wisconsin or wherever you were at the time and spend holidays with you?
Yes.
How did the defendant introduce herself to Savannah? What was the nature of the relationship there?
There really wasn't a clear definition of the introduction of who she was. It just was always known. She was part of, I used to tell Savannah that it was part of her testimony that she was adopted and that we just had an external family.
Good.
Did Savannah eventually get a sister?
Yes.
All right. Who was that?
Michaela.
And who is Michaela?
Savannah's half-sister.
Is Michaela the daughter of the defendant?
Yes, she is.
And can you tell us about that, the process of adopting Michaela into your family?
We had heard from Rebecca the day before Savannah's second birthday that she was expecting again. And she and I had a full conversation, and she asked that David not consider taking this baby as well.
And did you have any hesitation about taking another child in?
Not me.
Okay. Did you and David adopt Michaela?
Yes, we did.
And when did that happen?
Shortly after she was born.
All right. What year was that?
She was born in 2004.
And what year was Savannah born again?
She was born in 2001.
Okay. So this would have been when Savannah was about 3?
Yeah, when she was officially born, yes.
All right. When the defendant wasn't visiting you in Wisconsin or Minnesota, did you have regular contact with the defendant?
Yes.
How did you have that contact? I know it's a long period of time, so phone, email, text?
All the above.
Is it fair to say that as time went on, the methods of contacting her changed because of technology? And
technology, yes, absolutely. When she was living, sometimes it didn't take that as long.
You said you're no longer married to David Leckie. When did you separate?
We separated in the summer of 2010, if my recollection is correct.
Was that just a physical separation, or was that a legal divorce?
We physically separated then, and we were legally divorced in May of 2012.
When you divorced, was there some sort of custody arrangement for the adoptive children?
No differently than our biological.
Okay. You mentioned earlier that you and David had difficulty having children. Did you have a biological child with David?
Yes.
Who was that, and when were they born?
When Michaela was 2 months old, I surprised and found myself starving, and Blaine and Michaela are eventually went to her.
So was there a custody arrangement for all of the children, including the biological children?
That's correct.
Could you explain that custody arrangement?
The children went to their fathers every third weekend, and 2 weeks a year.
All right. Was David ordered to pay child support?
Yes.
How much of child support were you supposed to receive?
It varied over the years due to cost increases and whatnot. I want to say the first amount of child support that I started receiving was around 600 and something.
And was that for all of the children in the marriage?
Yes.
Are you familiar with Savannah's medical and medical care at all?
Yes.
All right. And did, was Savannah ever diagnosed with any sort of medical or mental disorder?
Right around the time she was in the second grade, after some different teachers and caregivers had brought to her attention that they felt that she should be evaluated, which it should, Dr. Tanya Bryan, and she ordered a full study on Savannah.
Okay. Do you know if she was ever diagnosed with anything?
Yes.
What was she diagnosed with?
ADHD and Asperger's.
Okay. Did Savannah receive treatment for those disorders?
I want to say early on, when she was little, we did not use medication. I want to say when she got a little bit older, we started some glimpses of things to help them with the concentration at school.
Okay. And with that was for the ADHD?
Yes.
So I'm going to go back to your divorce and separation from David Leckie. After you separated or officially divorced from David Leckie, did you start dating again?
Yes.
And are you familiar with a man by the name of Kerry Steves?
Yes.
And who is Kerry Steves?
Originally boyfriend, fiance, then husband.
Okay. How long were you married to Mr. Steves?
A year and a
half. What, when were you married to him?
November 2017.
Till
I want to say it was on following October, so maybe it wasn't in your house.
And were you married to him? Were you romantically involved with him before November of 17?
Yes.
All right. When did you first become involved with him?
In March 2015.
Okay. Did Savannah's behavior at home change around the time of your separation from David?
She was only four. I didn't really see a lot of change. Honestly, I was full-time caregiver.
How about at the time of your divorce?
No.
Did you ever start noticing changes in Savannah's behavior around the house? After he became divorced from Mr. Leckie and during your time dating Mr. Steeves?
In the beginning, when I first met Mr. Steeves, Savannah appeared to really get along well with him. He was a strong father type figure. And he paid a lot of attention to all the kids. And so I felt that Savannah was really a good place. It wasn't until we talked about moving from St. Michael-Albertville area down to where Mr. Steeves lived that I started seeing some behavioral differences.
Okay, where were you planning on moving to with Mr. Steeves?
Into his home.
And where is that?
It was in Columbia Heights, Minnesota.
Okay. And what kind of behavior changes did you notice when that session started?
She became angry with me. I thought her therapist called it tardy.
Was she acting out against other people in the household?
Yes.
Could you describe that?
She fought a lot with her sister, Hannah. Very combative with her older brother, Michael.
Okay.
Her little brother and her got to, she was only four, and she got very angry with him at dinner time. And
let me ask this. Was Savannah ever diagnosed with depression?
Yes.
All right. When was that diagnosis? When did that diagnosis occur?
Savannah was 14 when we started to see that depression issues.
Did she have to be hospitalized as a result of that depression?
Yes.
All right. Could you, how many times was she hospitalized? All right. When was the first time?
When she was 14, I got a call from her school, from her carer, who had observed her doing some search engine time on a computer, and she described the search engine as big dark subjects.
And as a result of that, did you have her admitted into a hospital?
I brought her to the hospital, yes.
Okay. And was she admitted?
Yes.
Was that for depression or something else?
She hadn't been diagnosed at that time, but they wanted to do some observation on her.
And did they do observations?
Yes.
All right. Was she released?
Yes.
Did she receive any sort of medical treatment for at following her release?
We continued on with her therapy. So she just continued doing that. And
was she regularly seeing a therapist?
Yes.
Can you tell me about the second time she was hospitalized?
It was shortly after I started seeing Mr. Steeves. I received a phone call from, again, her main, what they call her case manager. And she had said that she saw a superficial wound on Savannah's arm.
Had you ever observed Savannah cutting herself?
Yes.
Were those wounds ever serious?
No.
And was she hospitalized as a result of that incident?
Yes.
At some point, was a decision made that that Savannah should live somewhere else?
Kind of, sort of. I guess I can't remember how to answer that.
Okay. If you look at alternative housing arrangements for Savannah,
yes.
Why were you looking at alternative housing arrangements?
Due to mainly the fact that she was targeting myself, extremely combative at home, very having lots of confrontations with her siblings. One of the confrontations resulted in my youngest son's father showed enough concern that he was talking about keeping him away from home.
Did you and David talk about where to place Savannah?
Yes.
All right. Did you ask David to take Savannah?
Yes.
And was he able to?
He certainly.
All right. Did you look at other relatives?
David and I discussed a couple options. That,
all right. What options were you looking at?
We considered my parents.
And are your parents, are they Sandy and Gerald Montag?
Yes.
Okay. And how old are they?
72.
All right. Were they able to take Savannah in?
Neither one of us thought that it was going to be a good idea because my mom's health has been on the down for many years.
Okay. Was there anyone else, any other options you looked at?
My sister Amelia.
All right. And was she able to take Savannah in?
The decision to send her to my sister Amanda between Dave and mine was discussed and we decided
okay.
It wasn't a good fit.
And why was that?
At the time, I brought to David's attention that where my sister was a wonderful aunt and temporary caregiver, I did not think that a long-term placement in her home was a good idea. My sister had gone through cancer, lost her uterus, and I had felt that my sister was having a lot of problems with dealing with that. I didn't want too much on her.
What did y'all decide to do with Savannah?
That when we kind of came to a roadblock, I again asked Mr. Lacking to please consider, which is my ex-husband David, to please consider taking her because he lived in Minnesota and he didn't have any children in his home. It was just in his life.
Okay.
And he again refused.
At some point, did you look at the defendant to house Savannah?
The defendant was brought up in conversation from David.
Had you maintained a relationship with her up to this point?
We had just had a recent falling out. It wasn't very long before this, though.
Okay. What was that falling out over?
Two different things. One thing being when I became romantically involved with Mr. Steers, I was a happy place. And the time Rebecca and Mr. just had a recent breakup, and she felt that I was talking about my new relationship too much, and almost to the point of rubbing it in her face that I was happy and she wasn't, which I had never seen. But the second reason was, and I don't remember ever seeing, there was a posting that Mr. Steves had put on Facebook, and Rebecca had made a comment that Savannah and Mr. Steves were Facebook friends, and that comment was inappropriate for Tinder to see.
Did you eventually, you or Mr. Lecky, eventually reach out to the defendant to see if she would take in Savannah?
Mr. Lecky made the first contact and conversations with Rebecca.
What, some sort of a housing arrangement established with the defendant?
Was first brought to my attention, and we rediscussed it all again, everything that they had discussed about the arrangements that they thought were going to be best.
Okay. Do you know how long this arrangement was supposed to last? How long was Savannah supposed to live with the defendant?
We hadn't really, in the very beginning, we got a real permanent. We had talked around Thanksgiving, seeing if maybe the short term going to somewhere. I personally had an extremely hard time with the idea of sending her that many.
How How far away is Ozark County, Missouri from where you were living at?
About 10 hours.
All right. And that's by car?
Yes.
Yeah. And when you say Thanksgiving, do you mean the Thanksgiving of 2016?
That's correct, yes. Yes.
All right. Did you intend for this to be permanent?
No.
Were you seeking to terminate your parental rights?
No.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Did you give the defendant the right to make decisions regarding Savannah's health and welfare?
Right after Savannah went to Missouri, I sent power of attorney paperwork. I signed it. It needed a second signature from her father. I sent that paperwork to him, the self-addressed envelope, to Ms. Ruin, and I definitely don't know if it ever had gotten there until later when I learned that when she told me that she didn't have one. I'm surprised.
All right. So, if I'm understanding you correctly, you attempted to execute a power of attorney, yes. And she never received it?
Not that I know. Okay.
Did you make efforts to get that to the defendant?
Yes.
All right.
There was a situation concerning some truck driving. Not really made memory. It's been quite a while, but that's the point where it seemed to be a real important issue.
Let me ask you, was there any sort of arrangement for money?
Yes.
All right. Could you describe that arrangement?
So at that point in time, I was receiving close to 800, and that included what the state was sending me for the large amount of child support.
And this was child support?
Correct.
All right. And could you explain to the court, what were you supposed to do with those child support payments?
Split in thirds, hangers, and bourbon to Rebecca.
And was that because you had three children total with Mr. Lecky?
That's right.
All right. And so was Mr. Lecky required to pay you, and then you were required to pay Rebecca?
Yes.
All right. Was Mr. Lecky in arrears?
Yes.
Do you know how much he was in arrears?
Somewhere between $21,000 and $22,000.
Right. And, were you still required to pay child support, the share of Rebecca's child support to her, even if Mr. Lecky didn't pay you?
I told her that I was sending it to her since I received it.
Okay. So it was contingent upon Mr. Lecky's payment?
Yes, that's correct.
So Savannah, when did she move to the defendant's residence?
August of 2016.
And how did she get there?
Rebecca came up from Missouri in her trunk.
Who packed Savannah's belongings?
I did.
And did Savannah have some guinea pigs?
Yes, she did.
Can you tell me about the guinea pigs?
We had three guinea pigs. I want to say that Savannah either brought one or two of the guinea pigs back to Missouri. I know we had 1.3. I remember one passed away after we moved in with Mr. Steves in Columbia Heights. And I'm thinking there was two left. I'm not 100% right on.
So, is it your belief that Savannah left?
Your Honor, I'm going to object. That calls for speculation.
Okay, I'll rephrase the question. Do you know if Savannah left with a guinea pig?
Yes.
Okay, at least one?
At least one.
And they drove down to Missouri?
That's correct.
Between August of 16 and Thanksgiving of that year, did you have any contact with Savannah?
Yes.
How often did you contact Savannah?
Regular basis.
Yeah. Was it weekly or more or less?
More.
And how did you have contact with Savannah?
We, the kids and I all would send letters, and we, in the beginning, I would text her. She had her own phone, and I would talk to her through Torbeck's phone.
Did you make calls to the did you make phone calls to the defendant or to Savannah or both? I want to draw your attention to November of 16. Do you recall an argument taking place between you and the defendant at that time?
Could be.
Okay. Yes. Do you recall the defendant making a threat to you?
Your Honor, I'm not going to object. I think he needs to narrow that scope down. He just says generally a threat.
Okay. I'll narrow it down. Do you recall the defendant making a threat to send Savannah back?
Yes.
Was that a threat, having Savannah come back?
No, it wasn't a threat. The threat was putting a 15-year-old on the Greyhound bus.
Did she threaten to send Savannah on a Greyhound bus?
Yes.
And again, that's a 10-hour drive?
Yes.
You loved Savannah, right?
Oh, yeah.
You still love Savannah?
Very much.
Was Savannah a burden to you?
No. Yeah.
So why was she sent to live with the defendant?
To hopefully get some of the behaviors that we were experiencing back under control.
Did Savannah express any excitement or happiness about going to live with her biological mother?
Yes.
Is it fair to say she was excited about it?
Yes.
What did the defendant express to you as the reason behind why she wanted to send Savannah back on a Greyhound bus?
I'm not 100% recollecting the issues were surrounding. I had mediated between the two of them a few times.
Mediated between her, between the defendant and Savannah?
Yes.
Okay. Were there some arguments that you were aware of?
Yes. Savannah was a very headstrong young lady.
Okay. After Thanksgiving, were you able to reach Savannah on the phone?
At that time, she no longer had her own phone. So contacting her became less easy.
Do you know what happened to her phone?
I don't know what happened to her.
Okay. Did you know at the time personally?
I knew that she was taken away.
Would you have to call the defendant to get a hold of Savannah?
Yes.
When you would call the defendant, was there ever times where she would refuse to let you talk to Savannah?
Yes.
And did she tell you why?
Because she was dealing with behaviors with her. She was in the middle of chores, middle of schoolwork. There would be different reasons why, and I tried to be very understanding of that.
Was there ever a discussion about the child support payment?
Yes.
Was she regularly receiving those payments?
No.
Were you regularly receiving payments?
No.
Did this anger the defendant?
Yes.
And can you tell us about those conversations?
Being a single mom myself, I understand budgeting very well. I understand it was difficult to never know when that first funds were coming in. And unfortunately, at the time, I lived paycheck to paycheck and was caring for, at that time, three other children full-time in my home. And on my own income, I did not share an income with Mr. Steves at that point.
Did the defendant ask you for more money than the child support?
Yes.
And were you able to give her that money?
As often as I could.
Did she tell you what that money was to be used for?
No, I paid her cell phone bill at least twice. There's different bills, helping out food. And there were several packages from Amazon that when she said that Savannah had a need, if she had a need, I could afford it, I would send it down to Amazon to her.
Did you ever go and visit Savannah in Ozark County?
No.
Did your did your parents visit her?
Yes.
When did that visit occur?
The end of April, 2017.
Was there any reason why you were unable to visit her in Ozark County?
Yes.
What was that?
My husband was not husband yet, but he was went through lots of medical issues.
And did you and the defendant ever talk about discipline measures used with Savannah?
Yes.
And can you tell us about those conversations?
I would explain to her methods that would work for me.
Okay. And what kind of methods worked for you?
Very clear and decisive, giving her lists of how to do things, making sure she understood what's expected of her.
And was this because of the autism spectrum?
Yeah, and the ADHD.
Did the defendant ever tell you about her own disciplinary measures against Savannah?
Yeah.
All right. What were those?
A lot of the same types of things that I would do. The taking away privileges in terms of things that she was supposed to go do, was allowed to do. I remember one time her, some of the items I'd sent down were held back from me, her getting them because of some behaviors. Just some general things.
Was there anything you disagreed with? Yeah. When was the last time you had contact with Savannah? Did your contact significantly drop off after Thanksgiving of 16?
I wouldn't say significantly. It was less.
It was less? Okay. And was that in part because you would have to call the defendant?
Yeah. I was asked to be on a schedule. Try to call during certain periods, and there'd be times at those times during my work schedule, but it worked in theirs.
When you would talk to Savannah on the phone, did she ever express any unhappiness about living with the defendant?
Not living with the defendant. If I would say it's just the general, every once in a while, typical not getting along, teenage differences between a parent and a teenager.
Were you friends with with the defendant on Facebook?
Yes, I was.
Okay. I'm going to show you what I marked as State's Exhibit 32. All right. Do you recognize that?
Yes, I do.
What is that?
It is a post that she put on Facebook when the police had came in and with a search warrant and asked her to stay at bay.
Okay. And is this the Facebook account that you knew the defendant to use regularly?
Yes.
And have you conversed with her previously through that account?
Yes.
And all right, at this time, Judge, I will move to Event States. It's Event 32. All right, so let me ask you about possible disciplinary measures and if you would approve it. Would you have approved of bathing in a pond?
Your Honor, I'm going to object. There's no foundation laid for any of this stuff, and it's random, and I'm going to jump on relevance as well.
I think it's relevant to go towards showing what disciplinary measures she would have approved or disapproved of. And
there's no foundation for why he's asking that particular question.
I think she, I'm like, Jenny, this is a general question, but I assume that you're going to follow it up at some point.
I think so, Judge. Maybe through another witness.
Okay. Now, restate your question.
Okay. Would you have approved of as disciplinary measure bathing in a pond?
No.
In a pond?
In a pond, P-O-N-D.
Oh, okay.
No.
Would you have approved of Savannah being hosed down as a disciplinary measure?
I remember hearing about it.
Would you have approved of that?
No.
Okay. Would you have approved of Savannah being forced to crawl through a hog pen as a disciplinary measure?
No.
All right. No further questions for this witness. They may have some questions.
All right, Tamil. You'd had, or you've known, Rebecca, or Reba, as Mr. called her, for 21 years, correct? Somewhere around there?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And for a large portion of those, you had a good relationship with Reba, too?
Yes.
Spent holidays together?
Yes.
Did she live with you for periods of time, off and on?
Yes.
And Savannah, I think you said, even though it was never an official conversation or officially defined by anyone, Savannah was aware that Reba was her biological mother, correct?
That's correct, yes.
What did Savannah call Reba?
Rebecca.
Had you and Reba ever discussed what Savannah should call you?
Yes.
And what was decided in that conversation?
That she should go by Rebecca.
And Tamil, what was Reba's profession? When you met Reba, did she have a profession?
I know her to do many professions, so I...
Is one of those professions truck driving?
Yes.
Okay. Was there ever a time when she had discussed with you in 2017 something about truck driving?
Yes.
And was that to obtain a power of attorney relating to her truck driving?
Yeah, she needed something paperwork-wise from me.
Was that relating to Savannah?
Yes.
And was that so that she could obtain permission to take Savannah on the road with her?
Yes.
Okay. So she had intended to return to truck driving?
Yes.
You were aware of that?
I had heard temporarily.
Yes. Okay. And you were willing to sign a power of attorney at that point to permit it?
I already have.
Okay. So you didn't have an issue with the truck driving at that point with Reba and Savannah?
As long as she stayed in school. No, it's fine.
Okay. And prior to Savannah coming to Missouri, there had been conversations between you, David, and Rebecca regarding child support, correct?
I don't recall there being one between the three of us at the same time.
Okay. You'd had a conversation with Reba about it. Okay. And you had agreed, I think you said it, one-third of the payment you received from David is what would go to Rebecca?
Yes.
And do I understand correctly that David was paying, either paying you or paying into the Minnesota Family Support Division equivalent?
Into the Minnesota Family, or Minnesota Child Support.
Okay. So you had to receive the support prior to you being able to forward any support?
Most of the time, yes.
Okay. And was there a point where the support was coming in regularly during that time?
Yes.
And you said that ceased?
Yes.
And you said that situation had made Reba angry, correct?
Yes.
Did it make you angry?
Yes.
Did that affect your ability? It affected your monthly budget, didn't it?
Yes.
Tamil, I'm going to ask you few questions just about Savannah generally. You had testified that she had some behavioral health diagnoses, correct?
Correct.
And one of those was ADHD, correct?
Yes.
And that is attention hyperactivity deficit disorder. Okay.
Yes.
Attention disorder. I'm so sorry, I couldn't get that right. Attention hyperactivity attention deficit.
Yep.
Okay, now I got it. All right. And her other diagnosis, she was on the autism spectrum, correct?
That's correct.
And did you ever, I think you maybe referred to it as Asperger's?
Correct.
If you know the answer to that, like, does Asperger's syndrome put her on a higher end of the spectrum or a lower functioning end of the spectrum?
Or
somewhere
in
between? A high end?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think you also testified that at some point, maybe when Savannah was around 14, that she'd been diagnosed with depression as well?
Yes.
What were the symptoms of ADHD that you saw in Savannah?
Are you talking about when she was little or when she was a teenager?
Let's go for all of it. If you want to start when she was little, up to the point when she was a teenager.
Like a typical first-time mom, I didn't recognize her wiggle. Where high energy is being anything else than my mother until she started to point out to me that there was a little too much wiggle room in her. So we had all of our teachers do a Vanderbilt and her, myself and any other parent, 3 years involved at the time, filled out, brought to a pediatrician and started the process to see. And she had her evaluated, and it was a 4-8 process. And she had ADHD. After hearing about it, reading about it, researching as much as I did, I knew that she had ADHD, but the Asperger's was something I had.
Okay.
I saw how she was at.
And did the evaluation that Savannah underwent at that time, is that when she was also diagnosed with Asperger's, or was that another time?
No, same.
Okay. So she received the diagnosis simultaneously?
Yes.
Can you describe how being diagnosed or having Asperger's syndrome affected Savannah?
What did she was diagnosed with? Asperger's and ADHD. She was in the back seat after we received the diagnosis, and during her final evaluation with her last person, I had time to go out, sit in my car, and reflect. And I called the very first friend at the time and cried. It was overwhelmed. And she must have saw that I was upset when she came back out. And from the back seat, she said to me, "Don't worry, Mom, this is going to be not be my albatross. This is going to be my launching pad." So she took it much better than mine.
And she was she in second grade when she said that? She used that phrase.
She was.
Savannah was very intelligent, wasn't she?
Extremely intelligent.
Did she soak up information like a sponge?
Yes, she did.
Do you need a few minutes? Okay. Did Savannah have an individualized education plan through school? An IEP?
In her second grade year after she was diagnosed, I worked with her teachers. And we started the process of either IEP or a, they call it 516. I'm not sure, but she didn't have that. She didn't qualify for that. She was definitely an IEP. It took about 9 months to get it done.
And that started somewhere second or third grade?
I think she was diagnosed in third or second grade. I think we started it the first part of third grade to get that. And then research me correctly.
Was everyone in the family aware of the diagnosis?
Yeah.
Was Reba made aware of it?
Yes.
Okay. And was Reba supportive?
Yes.
And Tamil, did Savannah start out taking medication for either ADHD or Asperger's?
I don't believe so.
Was there a point in time when she did?
I'm not 100% sure of that answer. The plan of it, I know at some point she did. I'm not sure of the answer.
Tamil, I'm going to kind of roll over now to 2015, 2016 and ask some questions about your relationship with Reba at that time. Was there a point in time when there was a conflict between you and Reva in either 2015 or 2016?
Yes.
Can you describe one such conflict? I'll narrow it. Was there any conflict over a loan that had been extended to you by Reva?
Over a loan? I don't understand.
Had Reva loaned you any money?
No.
Okay. And Tamil, I think Mr. Brown asked you some questions about whether or not Savannah had ever been hospitalized for mental health issues. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And your answer was yes, that she had been.
Yes.
Okay. And was one of those times in May of 2015?
That's correct.
And were you the person that transported Savannah or initiated the admissions process for Savannah in May of 2015?
Mm-hmm. No.
Who was the person or the entity that initiated that process?
Her current counselor, John Cat, so she was counseling. He gave me ordering unions.
I'm sorry?
The order of parents.
Okay. Did you attend those counseling appointments with Savannah?
Yes.
Were you in attendance at this counseling appointment?
Yes.
So you were aware that his recommendation would be that she would go to inpatient treatment or the emergency department?
Yes.
Okay. What did you learn about his reasoning, or why did he recommend that?
She had an appointment that day when her case manager called me about the thing. And Spence already appointment has already come in the air early. And I called John and Ricky there. So it's a weird kind of situation. And you know, when we got there, they sent the protocol where he felt was important. That his, you know, his care, he felt that was the right thing to send it that way versus having a transporter.
And when you say caseworker, what which agency was this caseworker?
It was with St. Rumble, Albert Bennett High School.
And was the reason ADHD? Was there some sort of symptom of her ADHD that caused her counselor to be concerned?
Yeah.
Was it the Asperger's? Was it depression that caused him to be concerned?
Behavior. A diagnosed behavior at that time.
Okay. Were there particular symptoms of the behavior that was concerning to him?
A superficial self-harm.
Was that the first time that Savannah had engaged in self-harm?
No.
What other times had she engaged in self-harm?
I don't recollect the exact times it happened. I just know that there were a few times between the last hospitalization or the first hospitalization and my hospitalization.
What was the method of self-harm that Savannah engaged in?
What did she use?
What did she do to herself?
Typically, she would make a cut her arm worth five. I think you can understand that one time.
Did you ever observe her actually do the cutting?
No.
Did you observe the wounds after she had done that?
Yes.
And you became aware that it was a self-harm thing?
Yes.
Did she tell you that?
Yes.
Do you recall the facility that Savannah went to in May of 2015?
Out at Northwestern Hospital.
Okay. Is Prairie Care part of that?
No.
Okay. Was she ever admitted at Prairie Care?
As an outpatient, yes.
Okay. Was it strictly outpatient, or was it a combination of partial home, like partial hospitalization care?
I remember it just being outpatient.
Had Savannah ever threatened to commit suicide?
Not that I know.
Did you talk with providers at whenever she was hospitalized, or her counselor, any of her mental health providers?
Yes.
Because they would ask for input because Savannah was a minor.
Yes.
And you were the person that would have provided that information?
Yes.
And there was another time that you said there were two times that Savannah was hospitalized. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Was one of those times in 2016?
So there's 13 months apart. Was in May of 2016. There was 13 months before that.
So that would have been May or April of 2015? Okay, were both of those at Abbott?
I never remember when the first one was. It was.
Well, I will show you what I have marked as defendants because if it be, I will ask you to take a look at that and see if you can tell me what that document appears to be.
It's called a Alina Health Certificate of Declaration.
And here on this page, where it says patient name, whose name appears there?
My daughter's family.
And what is the date of birth?
6/3/01.
And this also, here at the top of this page, could you read what that line says there?
6/9/2016, AD, University Hospital.
All right. And then, could you tell me what it says under chief complaint on that same page?
Suicide gestures.
Okay. And my next question then, well, do you recognize this document?
It's been a while. I don't recognize that.
But that document has Savannah's name on it.
That's correct, yes.
And date of birth?
Yes.
And was she seen at this facility on that date?
I guess she was, yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you a few questions here then.
about that. At that time, was Savannah taking any medications?
I don't recollect.
All right. Well, I will show you then within this document. There's a page here, and that says medication list.
Okay.
Can you review that and then tell me if there are any medications that appear to have been prescribed to Savannah? Are there some medications on there?
Yes, there is.
Can you tell me the names of those medications?
Caserta, Strattera, and I do believe there was one that... So, okay, so no, it's, it says prior to admission, there was just Caserta. It looks like discharge medication, there was Strattera was added to the Caserta.
Okay. Do you recall why she went to the emergency department that day?
I don't recall.
Do you want to review this page?
Thank you.
And see if that helps refresh your memory.
I think this was a time that she had a cut in her school.
Your Honor, I am going to object. That is someone else's record that she's attempting to refresh her recollection from. She has not made it. There's been no foundation that she made the record. I believe it would be improper for her to refresh her recollection from someone else's record.
She was present.
I think she could refresh her recollection, but she still didn't know what she didn't remember.
Right.
So now she's just having to read a record that she doesn't remember. So it's all the same data.
Tennille, was Savannah ever treated for a suicidal ideation?
I don't understand what ideation means.
Did she ever threaten to commit suicide?
I do not know about her specifically threatened to commit suicide.
All right.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
Okay, I did not specifically recollect her trying to commit suicide.
And so, Tennille, I wanted to ask you a few more questions about Savannah's admission to Prairie Care, and do you recall her ever, I'll back up, maybe not admission, but having been treated at Prairie Care?
Yes.
And do you recall that taking place?
Yes.
Okay, and did that take place in May of 2015?
That's something like that. You might think that was after the first possible stay.
And was it just one time that she was treated at Prairie Care, or were there more than one time?
I do believe it was only once.
It was only once? Okay. So you don't recall Savannah having been treated in February of 2016 at Prairie Care?
I don't know.
And you wouldn't recall then speaking with anyone at Prairie Care because you don't recall Savannah being treated there?
I know she had been treated there. I'm wondering what she's trying to refer to.
I'm referring to the February 4th of 2016 date.
I have to see based on when she was last hospitalized. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, I can mark these as Defendant's Exhibit F. And I'll have you take a look here at that first page and just see if that helps to refresh your recollection as to whether or not you recall that Savannah was treated at Prairie Care on February 4th of 2016.
Your name's on there, so I guess.
And is the date of birth the same as Savannah's?
Yes.
So you're saying today you don't recall her being treated at Prairie Care on February 4th of 2016?
I know she was treated at Prairie Care. I'm not sure how many times.
Do you recall the reason?
The jubilee was followed from the first hospitalization. Or one hospitalization, so it was followed to work with their support arm.
And what was the reason for the first hospitalization?
She was looking at disturbing information on a website, and they were discussing suicidal type subjects.
And from that, I guess that information that was communicated to her healthcare provider,
yes,
and her health care provider then recommended hospitalization.
I believe that we called her first, and then she decided to take her in for hospitalization. And then we followed up with whatever the hospital thought was best for her.
And did Savannah ever make an attempt at suicide?
No.
Have you ever reviewed any of Savannah's medical records?
I mean, sure, I have.
Yes. And did anyone besides you typically take Savannah to a doctor's appointment or a medical appointment?
Nurse.
Oh, it's me. And Tamil, you said that Savannah also was treated in business. Her counselor was named John, is that correct?
Her last counselor, yes.
Okay. And was part of that business called Solution or Solutions Counseling?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And did you attend some of those sessions with Savannah?
Yes.
And you took her to and from those appointments?
Yes.
And did you ever speak with the counselor in that case?
But either start out speaking with him, adopting him, or we kind of session would spend some time with me.
Did you ever communicate any concerns about a potential suicide or Savannah being suicidal to her counselor?
Just the concerns of her change of behavior. And I was concerned about some of her writings.
What made you concerned about those writings?
They weren't my typical Savannah.
And what do you mean by not your typical Savannah?
She's a very happy-go-lucky girl, and some of those writings and some of the things that she would, you know, look up or made for her concerning that she was, you know, having some drama thoughts that I wasn't used to.
What specifically do you mean by dark thoughts?
Just not positive, happy-go-lucky girl, and just wanting her with more problems with anger. Just change it. You know, like she was my first teenager, and much of the way she was acting, I chalked up to identity issues, just general girl having some kind of herself out.
Do you recall having any conversations with any of Savannah's healthcare providers regarding those dark thoughts?
When she was admitted into the hospital for the first time, that's why she was looking at things that were darker in nature, and it was concerning enough so that we wanted to take it seriously.
Is dark thoughts a diagnosis that she received?
No.
Did she receive a diagnosis relating to her dark thoughts?
Along the lines of some depression issues, yes.
And so she was diagnosed with depression at some point?
I do believe so, yes.
Okay. And do you recall if she was prescribed any medication for depression?
I don't.
Do you recall whether she ever had any plan to act on these dark thoughts?
No.
Do you recall whether you ever would have communicated with any healthcare provider regarding a concern that she might act on those dark thoughts?
I think as a mother, I wanted to make sure that she was safe. Is this normal? You know, the first time I'd ever dealt with this, so wasn't an expert by any means.
Did you notice any changes in home or family life that seem to accompany these dark thoughts or dark periods?
She's just had more anger issues, yes.
Did it coincide with family changes?
Yes.
And were those family changes if you were dating someone or ended a relationship with someone? Did it seem to coincide with that?
Not really.
You never expressed any concerns that you would have a dead child if she wasn't hospitalized?
I remember at one point thinking that the second hospitalization, they weren't taking the right steps to make sure that we as a family were equipped to make sure she's going to be fine. I didn't understand how to care for her when she was having some dark thoughts. I wanted to make sure she was safe.
What were you afraid would happen from these dark thoughts?
based on very limited knowledge, I was concerned that they would progress.
How would they progress?
I didn't know. I hadn't had that experience.
And Tamil, did Savannah, was she enrolled in what was abbreviated CADI, either a CADI or a CADI waiver? Do you recall that?
Yes.
And did that stand for, let's see, Community Alternative Disability, whatever it stood for? Yes. Was it something relating to disability?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And did you, in order to get those benefits, you had to speak with a caseworker, correct?
Yes.
And you had to answer questions.
Yes.
And you had to answer truthfully, presumably.
Yeah.
And completely.
Yes.
And did you do so at that time?
Yes.
And did you ever receive a copy of any of the paperwork, or did you have the opportunity to review any of the paperwork from the Minnesota Division of Social Services relating to that waiver?
I don't believe so. I may have.
And as part of that, did they interview you?
Yes.
Why did you apply for this waiver? What was it going to do for you or for Savannah?
I gave her some more home benefits, things that, for instance, they provided us extra home security. She had some level that, so they put security on all windows and doors and allowed me to be able to know who was coming and going. But they provided her extra educational help on computer, furniture, knit things that the waiver would cover.
Can anyone just apply for that and receive it, or do you have to have some sort of special qualification?
I do believe you have to have a diagnosis. But I believe it was maybe her AD. It was her ADHD and Asperger's diagnosis that happened.
Okay, and so she did receive some benefits.
Yes.
But in order to receive that benefit, you had to give them information so they could ensure that she, in fact, qualified, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did you have to answer questions relating to Savannah's psychosocial history?
I guess I'm not familiar with that term.
Did you have to answer questions relating to Savannah's behaviors, emotions, and symptoms?
Yes.
And did you report that she causes injuries to herself?
Yes.
And that she was physically aggressive with her sister?
Yes.
And that she had a history of destroying property?
Yes.
And specifically that she would color on walls, slash chair tops, deface a desk, write on objects that don't belong to her?
That's correct, yes.
And she would isolate herself?
Yes.
She was susceptible to victimization?
Yes.
She suffered from both intrusive thoughts and impulse control?
Yes.
She suffered from anxiety?
I don't remember that diagnosis.
Even if she wasn't diagnosed, is that possible you could have answered that?
Yes.
And what? So you said you received additional security through this waiver? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Did you receive any other benefits?
Yes, they provided extra funds for her care.
Okay. And what were those funds to be used for?
Helping her with her extra care, paying people if necessary. Or filling the gaps when I was caring for her full time.
And do you recall when you first received assistance or those payments?
Yeah.
When you were supplying information for this waiver, did you also supply information about her activities of daily living, such as hygiene, eating?
Yes.
Okay. Did Savannah suffer from hygiene problems?
Yes.
Did she need assistance?
Yes.
Did she need reminders?
Yes.
Did she mind being dirty?
Yeah.
If someone didn't make her wash her hair or wash her body or brush her teeth, would she have done it voluntarily?
Yeah.
Did Savannah ever make an allegation of abuse or neglect on you?
No.
She never did. There was nothing in June of 2016?
No, that I'm aware of, no.
So you aren't aware of Savannah reporting that you were leaving her unsupervised at night with her younger siblings?
No.
And she also alleged that the discipline she was administering to her younger siblings was to knock their heads together?
I don't recall that.
You were never contacted about that?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
So you never had a conversation with anyone from Wright County Division of Health and Human Services?
And not concerning that situation, no.
Were there other situations that you were contacted about?
Yes.
Was there another allegation that Savannah made of abuse against a different family member?
Yes.
And was that Mike Evans?
No.
Who was that person then?
Her stepmother.
Her stepmother. So she never made an allegation of abuse against Mike Evans either?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
But she did make an allegation of abuse against her stepmother?
Correct.
And what was that? What was all entailed in that report?
Your Honor, objection, relevance.
The relevance here would be that if Savannah was in an abusive situation, she spoke out.
No proof.
When she came back from a parenting time with her father, stepmother, and two siblings, and not recalling the exact time frame. The next day, I received a phone call from her school that she had visible scratches on the top of her hand, the whole hand, that I hadn't seen. I don't know if she didn't tell me about it, or I'm not sure what I didn't report prior, but we talked about it that night that she came home, where the teacher said for her, the school's manager noticed it, and she making a report or had to report after talking with Savannah what happened. That's when I first learned about it in school. And that night had a session with her therapist, John, at Solutions. And again, he recommended a reporter also had to make a report. And the scratches. And then now, since I was a mother, I was recommended that I also report it.
And so on June 10th, 2016, was that at a time when Savannah was in inpatient treatment?
I don't believe so, no.
Was there anything else special about June 10th, 2016 in your life?
Yes.
Tamil, I'll show you what I will mark as Defendant's Exhibit G. Now, I'll ask you to take a look at this and see if you can identify that.
Yes.
All right. And can you tell me what the date is on there?
June 10, 2016.
And what is this? What is this exhibit?
That was a photo that my now ex-husband had hopes of a moment in a document that... looks like we got engaged.
Okay, and that was on June 10th of 2016?
That's correct.
But you don't recall anything about an allegation of abuse and neglect happening on June 10th, 2016?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd ask the defense exhibit G be admitted, Your Honor.
I would object as the foundation. Additionally, I think it contains hearsay because it has some text written by Mr. Steves, and he's not present.
I'll fix the foundation problem. Okay. All right, Tamil, I'm going to show you again Defendant's Exhibit G. And can you tell me specifically who's in this picture?
Myself and my ex-husband, Carrie Steves.
And do you know where this picture maybe came from or where it was posted? Can you tell anything?
I don't see where we were.
I mean, was this from social media? Does it appear to be?
I can't tell by looking at it. It was like a screenshot to me. Doesn't have a header or in the bottom that says where it came from.
All right. So who is the other person here?
Carrie Steves.
And on this date, did you and Carrie become engaged?
It was either June 10th or June 9th, I don't really recall. It was close around that date, yes.
Did you have a Facebook account on June 10th of 2016?
I believe so, yes.
Did you have occasion to see this photo on June 10th, 2016 on Facebook?
Would have been on my Facebook, but it looks like it was on somebody else. So it was on Carrie's.
You were
Facebook.
You were going to be engaged to Carrie Steves, correct?
Correct.
And you had a Facebook account?
Yes.
And he had a Facebook account?
Yes.
Were you Facebook friends?
I believe so, yes.
Do you recall whether or not you saw this photo?
I recognize that photo, yes.
All right. And would you have seen it on Facebook?
I don't recall.
Is this the first time you've seen this photo?
No.
Okay, so you have seen this photo before?
Yes, it's probably in one of my phones.
Okay. Did you take the photo?
I believe it's a selfie of the other he took it or I took it. I can't tell.
So regardless, you recognize this photo?
I do.
And was the photo taken on June 10th of 2016?
Apparently.
All right, now I will seek to admit Defense Exhibit G.
I don't have any objection as to the foundation, Your Honor, but I still have the hearsay objection because that's the text in the photo, and the text is by Mr. Steeves, allegedly, and Mr. Steeves is not here present.
Okay. I am not introducing this necessarily for the truth of the matter, and whenever it says that they are engaged, she just testified that they're engaged.
That they were engaged, but don't hear that.
Yes, it so goes towards the truth of the matter asserted that she was engaged on that day, and that's what's being offered to prove. Right?
Now I won't seek to admit. Actually, I have one more question for you, Tamil. Was this picture taken at a hospital?
I don't recall, no.
Were you at a hospital on June 10th, 2016?
No.
Okay. And Tamil, in order to receive the Cady waiver, did you have to sign some releases of information with the Division of Health and Human Services?
I know the call.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.